from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. A 31-year-old Ocean County man is indicted on attempted murder and strangulation charges for a brutal attack on a female victim. Juan Santiago Rojas of Point Pleasant Borough is accused of trying to kill the woman in August 2022. He remained a fugitive until he was arrested in North Carolina over a year later. The victim did survive. Last year alone, more than 400 people faced charges involving child sexual abuse materials here in New Jersey. That's a 74% increase since 2020. State Police Lieutenant Colonel Phil Buck says to say these are difficult jobs is an understatement.
Those details and those names of defendants stay with our detectives and our task force officers for the entirety of their career. And that's something that we pay attention to, and we are protective of our own members when it comes to their mental health.
Guardians are urged to do their part in keeping kids safe, talking to them about internet threats and ways to protect themselves. New Jerseyans sounding off about their feelings on the Trump administration in a new Stockton University poll. The research director for the school's Hughes Center for Public Policy, Alyssa Maurice, says Garden Staters are not fans of the Trump administration's foreign policy.
The majority of all parties and demographics agreed that the U.S. should take an active role in world affairs. And they also felt like alliances with other countries are mutually beneficial.
7 in 10 New Jersey voters oppose Trump's often repeated interest annexing new territories like Greenland or Canada. And Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife are on a one-day trek to an American military base in Greenland. President Trump has repeatedly suggested the U.S. should in some form control the mineral-rich Danish territory, sparking tensions. The U.S. Space Force outpost visit was scaled back from a three-day trip. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. A hint of summer this weekend. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather for the next couple of days. Temperatures will be up and down and up again with some opportunities for some showers and possibly some thunderstorms, especially into early next week. For tonight, though, a couple showers early on, clearing late, lows in the middle 50s. It will feel like summer then for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy. Temperatures heading into the lower 80s, a record high is 86 set back in 1945. Tomorrow night, a shower in spots, mainly across northwest hills, lows in the middle 40s. Sunday, cooler, especially by the shore, plenty of clouds, afternoon shower in spots, highs in the 50s to the middle 60s. Cloudy, breezy, and very warm for Monday with highs in the lower 70s. There could be a couple of showers and some gusty thunderstorms, especially later in the day. Then trending cooler again for Tuesday with highs in the upper 50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Matt Benz.
Belvedere 57, Old Bridge 63, Burlington 59. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by PSE&G. Take control of your energy bills. A PSE&G advisor can provide tips to make your home more energy efficient. Learn how PSE&G can help you save big at PSEG.com/wholehome. That's PSEG.com/wholehome.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.